You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Now, we're going to switch here for the next couple days, and here's something I preached just last week. Yes, I am live this time. I know in yesterday's program, you heard me say, here it is, August something or other. Now, I left that in deliberately because I thought that was very timely when I made a off-the-cuff comment about ISIS wanting to invade Jerusalem. I thought that was timely. I left that in. I'm sure many of you know by now, this series in Revelation we're looking at here on WGOD was recorded last year. And I thought it was a great study, and I wanted to keep that again this year, changing some programs as we go along. And that one wasn't changed, as you heard it. Here today, I want to play something on the radio. Today, Tuesday, the 13th of December, and Wednesday and Thursday, something I just preached yesterday here at Island Community Church. It's entitled God and Sinners Reconciled. I'm taking 2 weeks to look at some of the great theology behind a couple of fantastic hymns. This one, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we're going to look at specifically God and Sinners Reconciled. Next week is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Let Nothing You Dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. That's what we'll look at next week, the great theology that's behind some of these great hymns. That's where we're at here. That's where we're at today. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. Wednesday night, we are in Revelation chapter 5. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, you are invited. Island is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet twice on Sundays, Sunday morning, 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. Monday night, the men meet at 6:30. Also, the women meet at 6:30. Bible study Wednesday night at 6. We'd love to see you. Now, here is this message here. This is part one. It's about a 30-minute sermon, so it'll play for 3 days here, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Lord willing, we'll probably be back Friday as we pick up our study again in the book of Revelation. And enjoy today's message now, part one of God and Sinners Reconcile. We're looking here today, God and Sinners Reconcile. Next week, I think, I'd love to preach on some of the lyrics on some of these great hymns. And today, God and Sinners Reconcile, I think next week, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Let Nothing You Dismay. Remember Christ our Savior is born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. They just don't write them like that anymore. Lord willing, that's what we're going to look at next week. Here today, God and sinners reconciled. I want to look at the great theology that this song is derived from. Hark the herald angels sing. Ron, we got a good mix. Thank you.
Hark or listen. The angels sing or really announce. It's good news to them. It's good news to them, whatever God is up to, because they really didn't know. Now this, of course, is taken from Luke's account of the birth of the Savior. We're in Luke chapter 2. It's on the handout as well if you don't have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, come talk to me after the service, and you'll have one afterwards. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord. Okay, now notice, there's no ordinary angel. The angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Look at the declaration of these angels. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God for what he's done. Finally, after all these years, think about it. This goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. All the way back to the Garden of Eden, where God made this promise. The very first Bible prophecy. Where God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, you will bruise his heel. That's the proto-evangelium. The very first promise in the Bible of good news. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:12, says, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Things which angels desired to look into. You see, even the angels were curious about this. And they praised God even when they don't understand it. They take God at his word. And they know God is good, so they praise him, even when they don't understand it. Are you able to do the same thing? Do you praise God when you don't understand what's going on in your life? Proverbs 3:5, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Yeah, you chuckle, because that's what I whispered in your ear the day you were ordained. Because that's what they did to me the day I was ordained. And I understand it a little bit more and more every day. God doesn't work according to my understanding. And he didn't work according to these angels' understanding. What? The Son of God is going to take on a human flesh and a body? And be born in a manger? You got to be kidding me. But I trust you, Lord. And they praised God for what he was doing. Things which angels desire to look into. So, when would God fulfill his promise that he made to the devil all those years ago? And how would he pull it off? And now, finally, the time has come. Paul wrote in Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Now, back to the angels. The angels said, and on earth, peace, God bless you. You know, going through all these verses, I could take a month on this. But once I run into the word reconcile, that's it. We're not getting any further than that. Because I can't take any more than 35 minutes of your day, right? Once we hit the word reconcile, hey, that's it. This will take us to 11:30 this morning, and then some. But here, the angel said, and on earth, peace. All right, peace. How? In due time, peace would be given by Christ himself, the Prince of Peace, who also said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. That's John 14:27. You can add that one to your handout. Peace. On earth, peace. What were they talking about? The Son of God is the great dispenser of peace. True peace comes from him and knowing him and being right with God. On earth, peace and goodwill towards men. You see, God orchestrated all of this because he loves you. That's the reason why. God loves you. All right, goodwill. It's the word eudokia, which means benevolence or good intentions. You see, not like your good intentions. You know how we always use that word good intentions with something that fails. Have you ever noticed that? Every time we use that word, it's when failure is involved. Well, I have good intentions. Not so with God. His good intentions prevail. God's good intentions is to reconcile you back to him because he loves you. And nothing will get in the way of that. God's good intentions. On earth, peace, goodwill towards men. And if your Bible doesn't read that way, goodwill towards men, I'll give you another Bible after the service. I know. Go ahead. Come on, Melissa. I know your Bible doesn't read that way. All because of one little letter. The letter S is off the word eudokia. It's got eudokias on it. It's missing an S. And that changes the whole meaning of that. All because of one little letter is missing. Eudokia. Goodwill. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. And then he says, God and sinner reconciled. And that's the main point of what I want to look at here today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.